Mr. Vest?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I contacted our corporate office. Unfortunately, I was put on hold for too long, and I just had to hang up. I wasn't able to hold on any longer because apparently their call volume is just high as ours. And
okay.
So, Mr. Vest, you can I can assure you, this is Winfrey, the same manager you've been speaking with from the start of this. I'm trying my best to get this taken care of for you, Mr. Vest. I've been working day after day just to, you know, I have your name. That's how I know exactly who you are when you call in, because I have your name on my laptop. I got your name written down on a sticky note to keep checking in on it. So, Mr. Vest, now, in regards to your part, the part isn't in yet, but like I stated, I'm following up with them Monday. Now, in regards to the financing issue and the discount, I have to get that because, you know, I'm not able to verify the discount, and I'm not able to, you know, verify the financing either because we have different departments for that. So as soon as I get in contact with the proper person that I'm able to speak with, Mr. Vest, I know you've been promised that you'll receive callbacks. I know you've been promised everything, and I know you're probably just frustrated with this all, but I can assure you, I'm looking to have an update by Monday. So I understand, you know, you've been waiting and you've been patient because I've spoken with you, and you have been patient. I can honestly say that. So just Mr. Vest, just allow me the rest of today and tomorrow and Monday morning. Monday morning,
okay.
I will clock in at 7 o'clock. It's 11:29 where I am, so I know it's 12:30 where you are. I will be contacting you probably around 8-ish or 9-ish Monday morning with an update. Okay.
All right. At this point, like you said, let's go ahead. I just looked on my home warranty. They've ordered the part's been paid for.
Yes, sir.
You know, so that they're the ones that that purchase it. So. You know, we'll go ahead and we just need to get it done.
Right. I'm pretty sure. And the thing is, if they pay for it, I'm not really sure if you have to pay the $500. So I'll have to inquire about that as well, because
that's what they've said. Well, the parts are paid for. It's the moving. Y'all got to move some stuff to get to be able to put the evaporator coil in.
Correct.
That's what they're wanting us to pay.
Okay.
And that's
yes, I'll inquire about that for them with that manager over in our corporate office.
Okay.
And
yeah,
also,
Monday,
I have the. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said Monday when you call, let's go ahead and let's schedule it. You know, I still think we need a discount. Because of all this, but
yes, sir, I'll inquire about that. Now, I can inform you, Mr. Vest. I will call the we can't schedule unless the parts are there. So I will be calling them Monday. I have their phone number and your order number for your parts. So I will be calling Lennox Monday morning when they open to see if they're there, because they wasn't there by June 5th. So I'm gonna check on, they should still be in transit today, even though it's Saturday. So I will probably more than likely have an update for you Monday. I'm going to call them before I call you so I can let you know, well, I just caught off the phone with Lennox and the part is there or isn't there. I have that update as well, okay?
Okay. All right. I thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Vest. No problem. We're going to get through this. I promise.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling Circle Services.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
Bye-bye.